Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Happy Joey English Day. We're building up to Halloween. Welcome to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. Coming up on 26 years in November on the air and coming up on 76 years on the planet in November or the other way around. And then on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, you can hear all that great new music at the new improved KGX. And on all four of those spots on your radio dial, you can hear the Joey English Daily Datebook, 5 days a week, four stations, 12 times a day. And they said I don't do math. Then after we're through, Nigel posts everything to my website. You can hear us in real time on the KGX mobile app. That's it. Oh, my goodness, I'm exhausted. Sit back and relax. We spend all morning together. And I really strive to make it the best part of your day and that you will leave my show happier and more informed and educated than you were when we got here. And that's true for all of us. So sit back and relax. Here's Kathy Allison from
Desert Oasis Behavioral Health.
I like that. But it's under the auspices of DOHC,
yes.
Correct?
Desert Oasis Healthcare, correct.
Yes. You changed your hair color. Wait till you see her picture, Joey Pals, on my website. We pay close. People notice stuff like that.
They do.
You know, once in a while, Nigel will forget to take a picture, and we have to put the picture up from the month before, and people say, oh, it's the same outfit. I mean, they pay attention.
Wow, I'd better shape up here.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's why I'm sitting down. Okay. You are so good about bringing us causes that pertain in the most part to women and very secure men. What'd you bring us today, sweetheart?
Today I wanted to talk about fall, of course, being the season.
Yes.
And I want people to think today, women especially, about don't fall backwards.
Oh, cute.
And don't fall forwards. Let's stay in the present. And I'll go into detail on both of those just a little.
I'm writing.
So don't falling backwards. We have bad habits. We know ourselves better than anybody else does. We know whether it's food or not sleeping or responding to stress unhealthily or getting lazy. We know. And so let's not focus on things that we, you know, things that you do wrong, that you know that you do wrong. Prepare for it. So if I know, for instance, holiday munchies, the next 2 months, 10 pounds, just guaranteed. So I'm going to try and I know myself with my the nervous munching. Walk by a table. If there's food, I eat it. So I'm going to try and.
But that's what it's there for.
Yes, that is. And it's a downfall.
Oh, that's not what you meant. That wasn't the lesson.
Well, no, the lesson is to be aware that that's the weakness. Or maybe you imbibe a little too much alcohol. Guess what? You can do a half club soda. You can do a Diet Coke or something. You don't have to just keep going.
You
can
know
your health. No, what do you do?
My trick. I love it when we talk about food and drink. I take a glass of red wine. Probably I eat out most nights because of my work. Did you buy that?
Lucky lady.
But I'll have a glass of red wine. And as I sip it, I add water to it. So it's my prop. So it lasts through the entire meal, but by the time we're through dining, it's rosé or almost plain water. What have I done to my mic?
My mom does that. Okay. She does it with scotch. She gets scotch on the rocks with water,
keeps
and then you just keep
water.
Adding water, mm-hmm. and that way you have just one, and she's happy, and she
that's
keeps.
It. And you have, it's yeah. the prop.
It's the prop.
It's the prop. The other good trick, Joey Pals, last Wednesday night, I was at Oscars to hear Carol Connors, the Academy Award nominated lady who wrote the words to Don Don Da Da Don 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 Rocky. I had a Diet Coke, which I shouldn't drink, and rum with lots of lime because there's no carbs in that. And then I had one. Then I had them just fill the glass with Diet Coke and lime.
There you go.
And I couldn't tell the difference.
No. It's the habit. There's a physical habit about drinking or smoking if you want to quit that. Or there's all these physical habits. And so, yeah, put something in them.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay, number one,
that's good.
Do not fall back.
Yes.
Know what those bad habits are and prepare for it.
Right. And the second one is don't fall forward into worry and anxiety as we look ahead at, oh, the holidays and this and that, everything that's coming and worrying about it. We want you to stay in the present.
Worry and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's the
holiday
truth.
Seasons. They bring family. They bring bad choices. They bring. They're financially stressful, and It's just, it's
especially this
year. I'm getting anxious just thinking about
Look at all those ships off Long Beach and Los Angeles Harbor. You want to get stressed? Mm. I'm glad I don't have babies anymore. Mm. Even my grandkids are 17, 19, 21, 23. So we're not looking for the latest cabbage patch, Tonka truck, none of that stuff. I'll just send them money.
Right. Exactly. Anybody that's worrying, that will my gift arrive in time?
Already.
Yeah, already. And I know I know people that have businesses. They're ordering things like paper now for business for next year because they figure if they don't put their paper ream order in, I assume that was made here in America. So, but anyway,
live in the present.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to know my trick for handling your expectations? Number two. Don't fall forward. Don't get caught up in worry and anxiety. Okay, you ready
right.
for mine?
You
might want to write this one down.
Let me get a pen.
No. I've always tried to share with my listeners every year, manage your expectations. Let it sink in for a minute. Manage what you're talking about. The worry and the anxiety. You can't make everyone happy. You won't get it, but just manage it.
Wisdom. You are giving wisdom.
Oh, you think so?
I am so proud of you.
Oh, gosh. I made that up years ago.
Well, that's all about staying in the present.
And is it?
I want to say a quick analogy I usually use with my clients. And I talk about if you're upset and life isn't going well and you're worried about things, let's do the football analogy. What happens at halftime? Celebrate. Woohoo. Ooh. But does the coach and the players, are they out there celebrating?
No, they're in the locker room.
They're dragged back in the locker room, and the coach looks at them and changes the game plan.
My coach lost his job. Gruden lost his job. Mm. For all you Raider folks out there, I am so upset, but I digress.
You're digressing. I was right in the middle of saying, yes, it's time to take that moment in the present. In the present.
Take halftime in the present.
And look at your game plan. You've got two more quarters to play. What have you been doing? What do you want to change? You want to win, right?
Good one, honey.
What you said about managing your expectations is perfect for that. Right there in the look at what's
coming.
That's
a great analogy. Mm-hmm. So you get partially through your day, Joey Pals, and all of a sudden you've got this big wave of depression that's building up. Halftime.
Take that time for yourself. There's another quick little trick I like to use.
Okay. It's Halloween, so use a trick.
I'll use another trick. There's a social work trick I learned back when I got my master's about good enough parenting. A parent doesn't have to be perfect. You just need one parental figure who is good enough, who shows love and support. Doesn't need to be two. It might not even be mom and dad. It may be grandma.
The studies show that children say they learn more from their grandparents. Mm.
I think children
say that one again. Tell me the good enough.
Good enough means you need only one person to give you that what you need as a child. And if the key to being a good grandparent is listening and spending time with the child. So you only need one.
See, that makes so much sense because that's usually stereotypically the mom. Mm-hmm. And the dad is there to provide the financial support.
But not nowadays.
Not always.
It could be the stepmom. It could be a neighbor. It could be a wonderful teacher. It could be a grandparent. It's whoever actually spends time with the children that shows that they're appreciated and loved.
Oh, that's a great one.
Okay, so that's a social work.
Can you back
mental
that
health.
Up?
Yeah.
Do studies back that up?
Yeah, that's what I learned in school, as they
you
say.
Learned in school. That you only need one good
mentor, example of a good, loving, strong, wonderful, resourceful person. But I take that one step farther with the holidays. Good enough for housekeeping. Good enough for meal prep. Good enough for present buying. You don't have to be perfect. So there are shortcuts you do for good enough if you're stressed out about the future. Things like, the meal in the crock pot. You can get some stuff pre-prepared at a deli. You don't have to do the perfect mashed potatoes by hand. You know, if the guests are there seeing you and you're spending time with them, they can have instant Throw in a little sour cream, a little ranch dressing. They won't know it's not.
They won't.
Yeah.
I always say,
good enough.
I work really hard before my parties, and then I go to them. You want to write that one down?
Yes.
Joey Pals, I'm going against everything. Kathy Allison's the one with the masters and all these good things.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, but I'm so much older than you. I've tested all this stuff.
Oh.
And by the time my kids, who are now 56, 54, and 34, found out I didn't know what I was talking about, they were raised. So there's a certain degree of bluffing that goes on.
There is. And you know they say that your loved ones are not going to remember how clean your bathroom counters are. They're going to remember the quality of time you spent with them.
Oh.
So that's why I like you going to the party. You know,
you like that one.
They come to the party to be with you if you're not there.
Loved ones remember the time. I always tried to make enough money to get someone else. I do the straightening. I'm the organizer. You know that about me.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessive compulsive. But to have someone else do the cleaning so that I didn't take it so personally when my family undid it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just mopped that floor. I don't have to feel that way.
Well, yeah. If you have kids or dogs, you know, the floor, you know, next minute changes.
So the loved ones will remember. Say it again.
Your loved ones won't remember how clean your bathroom is. They're going to remember the quality of the time that they spent with you. So I had a couple points to just everybody stop. If you're worried, take a deep breath. Carve out some halftime for reflection.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Halftime.
Review your game plan and just do one day at a time.
That's huge. One day. I love getting up in the morning because it's God's opinion that the world should go on and you get to start over.
Yes. Every day is a new day.
Every day.
And some days, if you're not having a good day, it's okay to take that time and take care of yourself. You know, life is a journey, not the event at the end, which is death.
Yes,
right. So let's enjoy our journey.
You know, unless you've got something for that too.
Ooh, not this time.
Not this time. How can people continue the conversation with you, dear one?
I work for Desert Oasis Behavioral Health, and that's at Desert Oasis Healthcare, and it's 760-969-5277.
And I think it behooves us to say, expect some of these things to hit you in the face as we go through the holidays. When I decorate for Halloween, I figure here it comes.
Yeah.
October, November, December.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fact that my tortoise is going to go into hibernation. It's just everything all at once. Just expect some of it. And Kathy said plan.
Mm.
Plan.
Get
some support, too.
Yeah, take care of yourself. And
yourself.
If you can't figure out what to do to make yourself feel better, ask your loved ones. They know what you need.
Or call Kathy.
Or call me.
That's
yeah.
it.
Come to us at Desert Oasis.
Thank you. Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.